Being a friend. I don't know where I'd be without my people. When my world gets turned upside down, the ones in my inner circle are the people I lean into for strength and perspective. I treasure those in my community because I see the value they bring to my life. My friends have loved me through my failure, believed with me through seasons of doubt and disappointment, and celebrated hard-won victories on my behalf. Being in godly community is a beautiful thing, but I want to let you in on a little secret. It doesn't come easy. Being part of a community that knows you, sees you, and loves you anyway doesn't come without great intention. Cultivating community is hard work, but it's hard work that's totally worth it. So where do you begin to start building this incredible community of godly friends and family? Start with being the kind of friend you're looking to have. Here are a few tips to cultivate the community you crave. Number one, pay attention. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Philippians 2:4. Being a good friend requires that we get out of our own little bubbles. You know, that bubble where we only think about ourselves. It takes a little forethought, but it's not actually that difficult. Maybe you've been to Starbucks with your friends a handful of times, yet never paid attention to know what their drink of choice is. Purpose to see what is important and valuable to the people around you and commit it to memory. This will equip you to be able to love them with intention when they need it most. Number two, show up. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Real friends show up no matter what. True friendship, the kind that lasts throughout the highs and lows of every season, is a result of people choosing to simply show up no matter how messy the situation. Almost anyone can stick around when things are going well, but a real friend knows the importance of being present when things get tough. And you know what the beautiful thing about showing up is? It doesn't require that you fix anything or even know what to say. It just means that you choose to stick around. Your people need to know that they are not alone. Number three, believe the best. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes. Believes all things, looking for the best in each one. Hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, and endures all things without weakening. 1 Corinthians 13:7. The hard truth is that in any friendship, there will be times when your feelings get hurt. The key to not letting injured feelings keep you from loving is by believing the best of them. When friendships are grounded in love and trust, a foundation is laid that enables us to bear the weight of tough situations. Occasionally, the people that love me may hurt me, but it is my choice to either spiral into hurt and despair or believe that that person's heart is for me. Ultimately, if I believe that they love me and won't ever intentionally hurt me, I am able to endure with grace to the other side of the situation. Number four, invest. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Proverbs 11:25. Simply put, in order for something to grow, you have to nourish and feed it. Friendships work in the same way, except with a fun twist. Being a good friend means investing your time, resources, emotions, and energy, but it doesn't mean you will feel depleted. As a matter of fact, when you invest of yourself, the scriptures say that you yourself will be refreshed. That positions you to be as generous as possible with your friends, knowing the Lord is replenishing and caring for you. Number five, pray and prophesy. Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. But one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. 1 Corinthians 14:1-3. Half of this tip is a given. When we love people, we obviously cover them in prayer. However, I want to challenge you to begin to prophesy over them as well. Don't be intimidated by the word prophesy. What that looks like is simply partnering with the Lord to release words that will strengthen, encourage, and comfort. All you have to do is ask and listen. The Lord loves to convey His heart through us. One of my favorite traditions that my friends and I have is something we do on our birthdays. When it's someone's birthday, we ask the Lord to give us insightful words to speak over them that will put the wind of heavenly perspective in their sails for their coming year. Friendship is a treasure. It's one of the ways we reflect the heart of God here on earth. Jesus said that others would know us because of our love for one another. That means extending love that covers as a testimony of the great love we have experienced from the Father. Go the extra mile. Maybe you're reading this thinking, I wish I had a community of friends like this. Maybe you're wondering how you could get just one friend that you trust. If that's you, I encourage you to start praying, thanking, and believing God to provide friends for you. Next, make a move. Either start implementing these with your friends or join a small group so that you can begin to cultivate your new friendships. The Word says, He sets the lonely in families, and I'm believing for that promise to come alive in your life today.